This is Natalie Brown, and you're listening to the Blind Access Journal podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Allison.
And this is Daryl.
And we are today really excited because today is September 18th, 2013, which is iOS 7 release day.
Yay! We have our new baby operating system.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes, that's the name I refer to it as. The baby. When Daryl texted me this morning saying that he had updated, I said, congratulations on your new baby operating system. I was working, so I couldn't update yet.
Yeah, so I wasn't
Not
working
Not that I checked
yet.
My text during my workday. That never actually happens.
Never.
No, no.
Ever, ever.
No, no.
Ever.
It was just random that I knew he texted me.
Anyway, it's been a while since we've talked to you all.
Because we got busy.
Yes.
But it didn't mean we don't still love you and each of you in your own special way.
Absolutely. And we'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you want us to cover in future podcasts.
We just took a little hiatus, but we are back and better than ever before.
And yay!
We just needed new ideas. We didn't have anything new that was exciting us enough to podcast about, but now we do because it's iOS 7 and that's fun. And by the way, I'm eagerly awaiting the day when I can buy my iPhone 5S because that will happen. But in the meantime, I get the software part. I get iOS 7.
Yay.
And that's what we're going to explore on this podcast today is new stuff in iOS 7.
We have iOS 7 demonstrating it here on my iPhone 5.
Mm-hmm.
So Allison's going to demonstrate a few things. And
okay. First thing I'm going to do.
Productivity folder. Tenants.
Mm. So now.
Okay. I'm going to just start off one fun Siri thing I'm going to show just because doesn't everybody want to see a fun Siri thing with every new iOS update?
Absolutely.
Okay. So fun Siri thing is this. Turn off Bluetooth.
Bluetooth is already off.
Okay.
Fine. We'll turn it on then. Turn on Bluetooth.
Okay, I turned on Bluetooth.
Does she sound different?
Slightly, yes.
What happened to Siri?
Well, it's the voiceover, the quality of the voices has changed a bit. There are more voices that you can select. What's that?
Not in a good way.
Oh, you don't like this?
No, I feel like Siri's grown up and it's not her voice changed and it's just not going well.
Did her voice get a little deeper?
If it got deeper, it just got weirder. But maybe I'm just not used to it. I guess I have to accept and love Siri for who she is.
Radical acceptance?
Yes. I love you unconditionally, Siri, even if your voice changed. So the fun thing is with Siri, I can also do this. Turn on Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi is already on.
Of course.
I turned that on earlier.
Okay, the Wi-Fi is on. So that's fun. Just new things you can do with Siri.
They're very easy. You can turn off, you essentially turn off Bluetooth and turn off Wi-Fi. Like I did that when I left this morning. Don't need those radios on anymore. I could have gone into settings all this time and turned them on or off, but that's annoying.
Right. Except there's me, so I will be excited and I will tell her to turn off Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and all this stuff, and then 10 minutes later I will be trying to figure out why I can't get anything to work and my Braille display won't connect.
There you go. You might want
to. And then I'll call you up and be like, why is my Braille display not working? And it'll be like, ask Siri. Okay, that probably won't happen, but I at least admit that it could. So, but yes, it is fun. It is a quick way to turn off things because the idea behind turning off Wi-Fi or Bluetooth is that can preserve battery life if you turn them off.
Yes.
So that's why it's a good thing to be able to do that quickly.
Button.
Another new thing.
10:45 p.m. Status bar orient Bluetooth.
Well, now everybody knows we're recording this podcast.
Shopping folder. Two apps.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, there's some new stuff in the notification center. And when you touch near the top of the screen to the
social
status
folder.
Bar.
Oops. Social folder. 10:46
or not.
PM.
There we go.
Status bar item.
You use three fingers
swipe
to
down with three fingers to reveal the
as
notification
it's saying,
center.
Swipe down with three fingers.
Swipe up with three notifications today.
But now the notification center has already been in previous iOS releases, but now it's a little different.
All button selected. Missed.
Now
button.
There's a couple of options that you can choose whether you want to view all your notifications, the missed notifications, which I find useful because I'm not always interested in notifications unless if I've already encountered them, but you can
Carrie Bishop
or you can
selected. Miss all today
or you can look at just today, which is also useful if you just want to know what's going on today. So right now I'm going to select
all button.
I'm going to select all
selected all miss phone clear section
and then it looks kind of
double
like it used to on the last iOS.
Carrie Bishop guys world Carrie clear
but if
phone.
I go to missed
missed
I'm
button.
Flicking back and forth here. I'm just looking right and left. Basically, it won't make any obvious change,
selected. All.
It'll just button. Say selected. So I flick to the right here missed. Where it says missed, and I double tap missed.
Selected.
And it'll missed. Say selected.
3 of 3.
And that's how I know that what will be displayed to the right then will be only missed items. So I flick to the
Carrie
right.
Carrie Bishop, 45 minutes ago.
Carrie Bishop, missed hey call. Carrie.
Hey missed Carrie.
Missed a call from
hey.
Her.
Dice
yeah.
World. 15
Dice World.
Ago.
We decided.
The Ongunet has challenged due to a game of Farkle Bonus.
Daryl has a secret Dice World playing life. I don't know. I have one game on my iPhone, so I got nothing to offer. I admit it. I'm not a game girl.
Well, one game? Oh.
I did. I finally installed iAssociate, too.
Yay!
I finally broke down because
wow.
I was stuck trying to... My mom was in the hospital, and we were trying to think of fun things to do in a hospital room.
Got it.
There isn't much, by the way. There
aww.
Isn't much. So we played iAssociate, too, and that was actually kind of fun.
That is awesome.
So that was the one... That's what finally got me to download one game on my iPhone. Maybe someday I will download another. Email us suggestions for what I need to download at Allison@blindaccessjournal.com.
There you go.
I will give you our contact info later, but yeah, just while I'm thinking of it. So, that is...
Carrie Bishop.
That's
Dice World.
The basic, that's all Daryl's notifications are. So we're going
to
close this.
Two.
I'm just going to press the home button. So that is the new changes to the notification center.
Eight apps.
Which is really kind of nice. I don't know if it will make me use the notification center, but it might.
It's worth a try.
I admit I don't use the notification center. I admit my life would probably be easier if I did. So now there's something new.
Control center.
Called the control center. And I'm going to touch near the top of the screen where the status bar is again.
10:48 p.m.
Where it says the time.
Status bar item.
And
which
instead
is
of
drifting away from us here.
To reveal the notification center.
It's okay, breathe.
Swipe up with three
okay.
fingers
okay.
to reveal the...
Daryl turns into a pumpkin soon. Or something.
And leaves.
And leaves. Exactly. We meant to start this at about 2 hours ago. But we got caught up in conversation. But that's okay. Because
it
was fun conversation. All right, so what I was saying is I touched towards
utilities
the status,
no,
the status bar at the top.
10:49 p.m.
And instead
status
of flicking down with three fingers, I'm going to flick up
with
three fingers.
With three fingers to reveal the notification center. Control center.
It takes something called control center, which is completely
double
new.
To toggle set,
and here's where you can turn off your airplane mode on and off really quickly. Because in the previous iOS iterations, is that the word we're going for?
There you go.
We'll go with that. Okay. So in previous versions of iOS, you would have to go into the settings menu to turn airplane mode on and off. So you can do it much faster now by going to the settings center with the touch nearer the top of the screen, then do the three finger swipe up to get this settings center open. And there you can turn your airplane mode on and off.
Wi-Fi on.
Flicking to the right, there's the Wi-Fi
double
again.
To
if
settings.
You and Siri are not really feeling like talking, if you're in a meeting. Not that I've ever played with my iPhone during a meeting.
Never.
Never.
Yeah.
And I flick to the right.
Bluetooth on.
There's the Bluetooth again. You can
double
another quick
to
way
settings.
To turn Bluetooth on and off to save battery.
Do not disturb.
This is very helpful. Do not double disturb turn on and off because I often turn on do not disturb and forget to turn it back off.
There you go.
That's a problem. So I'm glad to have a quick way to turn that on and off.
Lock orientation.
Flick
on.
To the right. Also useful.
Double
lock orientation is really useful in VoiceOver.
Thank goodness that's not buried anymore.
Yes. It used to be buried in, not in settings, but in the app switcher.
Yep.
In a random page. It was used to be really hard to find the orientation lock. But an orientation lock can make a big difference when you're trying to use VoiceOver and touch the screen. And I basically, for those who don't know, orientation lock is what keeps your phone from, if you tilt your phone sideways, the screen will tilt horizontal. Which
you'll
is maybe
go into
useful.
Landscape mode.
Landscape mode. What landscape means, basically, it's just sideways.
Yeah.
Which maybe is good if you're someone who reads the screen and are into that sort of thing. But unfortunately, the gestures also change. So when you're used to swiping right, you have to swipe down and vice versa.
Yeah.
It's quite annoying. So now you know in the settings center, you can quickly change that.
Brightness. 0%.
Brightness.
Adjustable.
Which I tend to
swipe
turn down because I don't use it.
Track position.
Track
zero
position,
seconds.
Which is where you are in a
zero
song.
Seconds.
Yeah.
Or another kind of track.
Previous track.
The next
play.
Track. Play.
Next track.
Just flicking to the right.
56. Net volume. 56.
Volume is right
the
there
volume.
Too.
Adjustable.
Why do we need that if we have volume on the side of our
phone?
Is this faster somehow?
Mm.
I don't think so.
Mm.
My cat's rubbing against me. Cooper wants to... This is Cooper's first podcast.
Hi there, Cupertino.
For those who don't know, I was adopted by a cat, and I named him Cupertino. Yes, after the city where Apple is located. I am really truly that kind of tech geek where I name my cat after a tech place, but I call him Cooper for short, and he just rubbed up against me to say hi. He didn't want to be forgotten on the podcast. Aww. So this is officially Cooper's first podcast.
Cooper's debut.
Yes, Cooper's debut. Any case, so flicking to the right.
AirDrop. Contacts only.
AirDrop. That's a way of syncing stuff.
With your Mac?
Yes, with your Mac.
Flashlight button.
Flashlight. Which I use a lot. I'm kidding. I don't. Yeah. Actually don't. But some people do.
Yep.
I just don't know.
It uses the back camera's flash.
To light things up if you need a light. Yep. I guess it works. I mean, anybody remember camping in like the 90s when you had to carry big flashlights and they never had batteries and they always died midway through?
Now you can have an iPhone with a flashlight with a battery the size.
So basically the hardware changes, but the problem is still the same.
Pretty much.
Decades later.
Wow.
All right. But anyway, you can use it if you need it.
Clock button.
Clock, which will take you into your clock.
Calculator.
Calculator button. Which I have actually never used on my iPhone.
I've used it a little bit. It's interesting.
Camera.
It works.
Button. Camera.
And that's all these things are right there.
Right there in that settings center. So I'm going to press the home button to get out of that. And I'm going to relinquish the iPhone to Daryl, and he's going to show you something else kind of fun, because I have I've had exclusive time with his iPhone, and I think he misses it. So it's now his turn to demo a little bit. So
okay, Daryl, I'm going to demonstrate an important setting.
504 unread messages.
I'm going to demonstrate an important setting for accessibility. By default, iOS has some animations on the screen, and you might not want those if you're strictly a voiceover, non-visual voiceover user. And there is an option called Reduce Motion, which we can turn on. I'll have Siri help me out here. Open settings.
Here are your iPhone settings.
Oh, that Siri voice is creepy.
Do not disturb. General. But
why does she sound so normal sometimes and not others?
It's interesting. Some of the voices. Did you notice the beep changed slightly too?
Yes, I noticed that. But actually, I kind of like that. The old beep was annoying. This new beep is better.
Cellular, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, airplane mode settings.
So still, those options are in the settings. They're also in the settings center, but they're still in settings.
Yes.
Notifications. Controls. Do not disturb. General.
General. Double tap on general. I flick to the right to general. Double tap. Now you'll notice that accessibility is much further up in the list.
That's good. You just really have to search for accessibility.
Software optics. Siri. Spotlight search. Text size. Accessibility.
Oddly, it's still after a spotlight search, though.
Yes.
Weird
accessibility.
Priorities.
General. Back button.
Flicking to the right to voiceover.
Vision. Heading. Voiceover. On.
Double tap.
Voiceover. Accessibility. Voiceover. Voiceover. On.
Just flicking to the right.
Voiceover. Speak silence.
Most of this is familiar.
Double tap to active. Swipe three fingers to scroll. Voiceover practice. Button. Speaking rate. Heading. Speaking rate. 30% speak hints. On. Use pitch change. On. Use sound effects. On.
Oh, okay. Use sound effects.
Double
that's turn on.
Setting.
Here's an important thing. When you mute your phone, you don't lose your voiceover sounds anymore.
What if I want to lose them?
Yeah, then you turn this off.
Okay.
Sound effects.
I like
off
that.
Use pitch change. Use sound effect. Use compact voice. Use sound effects. Off.
Now I'm going to turn them back on.
On. Use compact voice. Off. Braille. Button. Rotor. Languages and phonetic feed. Typing feedback. Speak notification. Navigate image. Large cursor.
So the reduced motion is, where is that? That is not in voiceover settings. I went back one level. Alice is like, do you really know this?
Vision.
Anyway.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
Invert. Zoom. Off. Invert.
Hopefully
colors.
Nobody noticed that he wasn't laughing.
Speak selection. Speak automatically. Larger type. Bold text. Increase. Reduce motion. On.
Here it is.
Reduce motion.
There you go.
On.
So it is in the accessibility settings. It is general accessibility, just not under voiceover. Has its
own. That's interesting. Maybe because other accessibility groups benefit from that.
Probably.
Option? There we go.
That's what that must mean.
We're going to go with that.
So it is on. It's called
reduce motion. On.
So what does that actually mean?
Essentially, what it does is it reduces a lot of the animation that pops up on the screen.
Right. I
it
guess
makes
what
it
I'm,
like the old way.
I guess what I'm asking is, when I when I turn voiceover off and hand the phone to my friend to take a picture, how does that change things for her? How it will be different from her iPhone?
My understanding is it would look more like iOS 6.
Okay, so she's not going to be really, really
confused.
Freaked out by it.
No,
confused. Okay,
no.
Good
it just
know.
Means that things won't be quite as busy and animated on the screen.
Pretty. Got it. I'm always curious to know how different my technology looks now compared to somebody else's. Because certainly I don't use it, but the occasions people look at my phone, they'll notice, and I just wonder what they're seeing.
Let's try something.
Okay.
Turn off reduce motion.
Change what?
Apparently Siri's not quite that.
Not quite there yet.
I guess
we can turn off the radios and things, but we can't do that.
And when he says radios, he means Bluetooth and Wi-Fi.
Yes. Thanks for clarifying.
No problem. Because we do actually know that some people think that we mean all O-tunes.
Got it. One thing that we've not demonstrated, because we didn't really have enough time, which is going to be a key new feature in iOS 7, is iTunes Radio.
Which I'm actually kind of excited about.
Yeah. So if somebody hasn't done it, maybe we will. You'll just have to stay tuned.
If we ever got free time, that's actually been a lot of the issue we haven't been podcasting, is Daryl and I both have jobs that have changed a lot, our professional lives and things have changed a lot in the past few months. And time to podcast just hasn't been happening. But we also needed good ideas, and certainly if you have good ideas for what you'd like to hear us podcast about, you could send them to us.
Yes, you can email Daryl, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, at blindaccessjournal.com.
Or you can email Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, at blindaccessjournal.com. Or you can find me on Twitter at Allie Talk, A-L-L-I Talk.
You can find me at Daryl, D-A-R-R-E-L-L.
So that's how you can talk with us and tell us what you think of the podcast, and tell us what more you want to know.
I hope you've enjoyed our very first impressions of iOS 7 from an accessibility viewpoint.
And with any luck, by the next time we podcast, I will be doing so from my iPhone 5S. I'm still on a 4S, so I'm kind of excited. I'm trying not to run out and buy the phone the first day it's available, but I'm kind of wanting to.
Do you want to be that girl who's standing in line at the Apple Store?
Kind of. Okay, I would be if my friend who is not an iOS user didn't talk me into other plans.
Gotcha.
If it wasn't for that, I would so be there.
Gotcha.
So, maybe I'm not. At least I'm not making her stand in line with me.
Right, there you go.
I thought of it.
That would not be good.
I don't think about it. So anyway, if any of you update to iOS 7 and have some thoughts or questions about it, let us know. We hope you enjoyed the podcast, and we hope you'll continue to listen, and that we're out.
Have a good week, everybody. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thanks for listening.